everybody, and welcome to this week's Hope for the Heart. Jesus always saw prayer in terms of a relationship with himself and God his Father. For him, it was never just needs-focused, like it can be with us. He taught his disciples to talk to God as Father, being dependent on him, the Father who is holy and good and whose kingdom rule is something we long for here on earth. God is certainly not like a cash dispenser where we put a card in to get something out. He interacts with us. The processes we go through, as well as the circumstances we face, are all important to him to develop our trust. That's why Jesus didn't want us to give up. And he told this parable, which I found quite hard to understand, but I've been thinking more about it lately. Luke 11:5-7 to begin with. Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine who is on a journey has just come to visit me and I have nothing to serve him.' And from inside he answered, 'Don't bother me. The door has already been shut and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.'" Well, that was a big put-off, wasn't it? But Jesus urges us not to give up. Think about it. If a person you were asking a favour from was a trusted friend, wouldn't you try again? You may not if it was a complete stranger. Well, it seemed in the parable he did, and he was rewarded fully. The friend relented, and respect and the fact that they were friends won through. Then in verse 9, Jesus says this, "So I say to you, ask, keep on asking, and it will be given you. Seek, keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock, keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking persistently receives, and he who keeps on seeking persistently finds, and to him who keeps on knocking persistently, the door will be opened." Jesus knows how much we need help in praying as well. Our wonderful friend, the Holy Spirit, comes to our rescue. Romans 8:26-27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that cannot be uttered. And he who searches our hearts, that is God, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So the Spirit is praying for us. Jesus also prays for us, it says. And I love to pray in tongues myself. Not everybody does this, but I believe it's letting the Spirit pray through me, especially when I just don't know how to pray. And again, Jesus emphasizes the personal, intimate connection we have with God as we pray. This is what God longs for. Matthew 6:6. "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. That's what it says. But he wants relationship with you, a real conversation with you. He wants you to tell him your fears, your anxieties, your joys, your upsets. So come simply, talk to a person who loves you very dearly and who feels what you feel. Ask him to help you and then thank him that he has heard. Allow his peace to reassure your heart that he has everything in control. And ask him in that quiet moment if there's anything he wants to speak into your heart. When anxiety overwhelms you, keep placing that concern into the wonderful hands of your Father God and rest in his love. And that's the song I'm going to sing for you now. One of my early songs that I hope fills you with hope and peace.
And know that my presence